Chris McGreal joins me from Tahrir Square. What's it like there?
The square's packed. It's in Lyon, and that's even before Friday prayers have been completed in other parts of the city, and people start heading over here. There's a very defiant and very angry yesterday rally on Tuesday. That had more of a carnival atmosphere as people began to feel that the regime was full. But today there's anger and disappointment that Mubarak last night decided. There have been a couple of very today at Muslim prayers, and they've been very aggressive to the regime, Mubarak in particular, but also his deputy Suleiman. There have been very strong calls for the protests to be kept up. One of the things that's quite striking is people have been saying that they were just maintaining the square to try and bring the regime. But there's a lot more talk now amongst ordinary people about how to extend this protest. There is discussion of marching on the Parliament building, buildings in the area. The State TV building is already surrounded, and in fact saying that they're unable to have their usual programming because both staff and guests are unable to get in and out of the building. And I think it's early in the day by the staff, there is a sense of not the building, but very much a sense amongst the demonstrators that of this day and make the regime understand that they're not simply giving up and going home.
And has the military statement filtered through at all?
And it has really reinforced the attitude. I mean, the military statement essentially said that they would back Mubarak and his transition program. The people aren't quite that, but they have been slightly disturbed by the fact that the military then called for an end to the protests, for people to go home, for a return to normalisation. Has some amongst the demonstrators, so the military is going to try and shut down the demonstrations, try and attack Tahrir Square. There's certainly no sign of that this morning. There's very few control into the square, and it would be perhaps to try and do it at this point with such a huge crowd developing. But I think there are certainly amongst some of the activist leaders here an awareness that the military may, perhaps late at night when the number a few thousand, may try and move on the square again, and they're certainly planning for that eventuality.
And do you think the square is going to remain the focus of the demonstration, sort of gatherings outside the State TV building, outside the presidential palace, or they're not to the same scale? And I've just seen something on Twitter flash up saying millions wanted at the presidential palace.
Certainly the square will remain the heart of the demonstration. They won't be giving they've regarded as liberated territory, become such a, it's regarded really of a litmus test of whether this can be going. But I also think that, as you say, there are those who want to spread it beyond the square, partly because of the sheer numbers that are now involved. I mean, this square is very, and it's really, it's almost full, and that's before, as I say, the large number on a Friday after prayers. And the square tends to fill up, you know, through the afternoon. The protesters, the organisers are hoping to take advantage of that and move into these other areas and then keep hold of them. What is interesting at the TV building is that the military hasn't stopped from getting quite close and cutting it off. The building itself is sealed off with barbed wire and armoured vehicles and tanks and soldiers with very heavy-looking guns. But the protesters have been allowed to move into the street camp and to cut it off, cut some purposes. If they are able to do that in other parts of the city, which is what they perhaps intend to do, then that will be a real challenge to the regime, along with the fact that they also are trying to, various strikes have already started, transport workers strike, the medical, members of the medical profession in Cairo yesterday came to the square and joined it. There's a sense amongst the protest organisers and unions that if they can also get strikes off the ground to work hand in hand with the protest, that will have a big impact on the regime.